Auckland Transport's blaming a recent spike in violent attacks at bus stations on the school holidays, saying more young people were using public transport. In two separate incidents, two 13-year-olds were attacked by groups of other young people at the New Lynn bus station. Auckland Transport says there's also been violent incidents at their Henderson and Albany transport hubs, and it says it's put on extra security at trouble spots during busy times. First Union represents bus drivers. Organiser Hayley Courtney joins us now. Kia ora, Hayley.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What are drivers experiencing and seeing out there?
Oh, look, this is now a crisis, not just for drivers, not just for passengers, but for all of us. No one should be worrying about being attacked or being possibly killed while operating or using public transport.
So how often is it occurring? Is it on the bus? Is it at the station? What can you tell us?
It's a mixture of both. It's for drivers, it's predominantly on the bus, and now we're seeing it spread out to the wider public where we're seeing people being attacked while they're waiting for buses at stations.
Any weapons on board that you know of?
Yes, it's a mixture again where people are getting attacked with weapons, punched or kicked, racially abused, sexually harassed, among other bad behaviours.
So how are bus drivers feeling about this? Do they think they are safe in their jobs?
Bus drivers are fearing for their lives every day. They wake up every day worrying about if they can get back home to their families after a day's work.
So, whose job is it to keep them safe, and what's being done?
Look, the responsibility falls on Auckland Transport, and while they've just announced they've increased security at stations, they're not doing anything proactively to protect bus drivers by funding and providing security on buses to keep everybody safe.
So what exactly do you want from them?
We would like them to put some more funding in to enhance security, have security people on buses as well as stations, and not just temporarily.
So you mean like transport police, like some, like the London Underground has, people who ride in the carriages. You don't know that they're necessarily an enforcement person, but you want a security person like that on bus routes.
Yeah, just security to keep people safe. So if there's anything that's any person on there that's aggressive or attacks anyone, there's someone there that's trained and paid to protect these people while they're intervening.
I mean, how many services would you think is realistic to have that on? Because surely you can't have one on every single bus run.
Oh, look, AT have data of all the hotspot areas, routes, runs and buses, and they can predominantly utilise their data to ensure that wherever those hotspots are, they have security measures in place to keep everybody safe.
Right, so targeted security. Do you have any idea, Hayley, how many routes would be considered high risk?
Look, they've said some. There's the New Lynn area, there's the Henderson area, the likes, there's the city inner routes. There's many areas there. Unfortunately, First Union only see a vast portion of what's going on out there. It's AT are the ones that hold the data and would be able to identify where all the hotspots are.
Are they not being upfront with you about where these incidents are happening?
No, not particularly. No, they are not.
So what do you tell your drivers? Because, I mean, there's risk with intervening and involving yourself. So what advice do you give them?
Oh, look, we do advise them to not intervene because it could put them at serious risk, not only themselves but also the public, of escalation with weapons or escalated, you know, aggression in their current assault or whatever's occurring.
So in terms of talks with Auckland Transport, where are you at? If you want these people, security, on board the bus, what conversations are you having?
Look, Auckland Transport and the union talks have halted really since last year when we started talking about trialling bus screens for bus drivers to be in little cabins while they're driving to keep them separated. Unfortunately, the trial seems to be never ending and forever ongoing, and we've seen no real result or implementation of such screens.
Appreciate your time, Hayley. That's Hayley Courtney. She's an organiser with First Union. It represents bus drivers.